Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Schilling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into left field. Jameson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jameson. Calm moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Earl Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Earl Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Calm tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Autry and he is out, Lutsk applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jameson tags and moves to third. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas has Jameson trapped. There's the throw to Berg and over to Calm, who tags Jameson for the out. Summa moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Autry settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Autry. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Fauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fauch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Sama settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Autry settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Autry. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry strikes out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk strikes out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Ekrod moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1. And the Indians won. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kham hits a fly ball into right field. Sama settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Sama is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sama is 0-for-1 in the game. Sama hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas fires to first and has Burns trapped. There's the throw to Peckinpah who tags Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. There's the throw to third and Barrett is out for the double play. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 1 in the game. Autry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Berg trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 1 in the game. Lutsk hits a pop-up towards third. Kom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kom hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk strikes out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 2 in the game. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 2 in the game. Lutsk hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Indians won. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Barrett hits a pop-up towards third. Lutsk juggles the ball. That's an error on Lutsk. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Autry and he is safe. Barrett steals second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-3 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Burns reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell is walked intentionally. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Chick Autry. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ward catches it and throws to first to double up Sewell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Indians won. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Myatt now catching. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Peckinpah moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-4 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-3 in the game. Lutsk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Lutsk reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett pinch runs for Rube Lutsk. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller strikes out. Berg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Miller out. There goes Burnett. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jamison is walked intentionally. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Jamison moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Jamison moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.